presenting the adventures of John. Last week, the Maharaja of Ybor attacked the old lamasery under cover of darkness. But as his men went into action, the British tanks under the command of Colonel Hammond advanced from the rear. In the confusion, Jungle Jim escaped and turned the tables by making Ybor his prisoner. Later, within the old lamasery, Jungle Jim Bradley decoded the treasure map for Bob McGuire, and the entire party left immediately to search for the jewels of the Genghis Khan. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Bob and Connie McGuire are in the hills near Khyber Pass, searching for the buried jewels of the Genghis Khan. Jim and Lil have gone in one direction, Bob and Connie in another. Suddenly, three shots ring out.
Lil, that's the signal. Bob and Connie have found something.
They would. Well, come on.
All right.
I only hope we're not on a wild goose chase.
So do I, Lil. There's no doubt in my mind that Bob's map is authentic, but it was buried. Oh, it was centuries ago those jewels were buried.
Look, there's Connie.
Connie, what have you found?
Mr. Beale, Jungle Jim, hurry.
What is it? Did Bob find the rock?
I think so. It's over this way. Bob, they're coming.
Where are you, McGuire?
This way, Bradley. Look, see that rock? It was once a tall shaft, and now it's broken off.
Bob's right, Jim. There's the top lying on the ground.
Well, do you think we found it?
Oh, we can't be sure.
Anyway, Jim, this looks like the high rock shown on the map.
Yes, it does, Lil. And according to the map, this is about the spot.
That's the way I figured it.
We've all got to remember, though, that anything could have happened since the jewels were buried.
You mean don't count too much on finding anything? Well, I can take it, Bradley. Let's start digging.
It's a swell idea, but where shall we begin? Pieces of that old rock shaft are scattered all around here.
We'll have a good look around the place, Lil. The map marks a rock, and it must have been like this one that's broken up here on the ground. But there are no further directions.
Well, then how do we know where to look?
Well, if this is the rock spire indicated on the old map, at least we've something to go by.
That's exactly it, Bob. If this is the rock.
Well, there's one thing in our favor. The ground isn't so rocky here.
Yes, I noticed that, but we can't dig up the whole valley by hand.
Suppose you two men get down to business. Jim, come over here a minute.
Have you found something, Mr. Briel?
I don't know, but at least I've been trying. Jim, look at the base of this rock.
What about it? Well, wait a minute. Yes, I see what you mean. It looks as though it might have been the base of the shaft.
Exactly. And there's a flat rock embedded in the ground under it. It looks as though it might have been placed there by hand.
Lil, I think you've got something.
Uh-huh.
McGuire, let me have that pick you're carrying.
All right. What do you see?
This rock formation is unusual here. See how the base of this big rock rests on the flat one?
Say, I didn't notice that.
Listen, I'm going to do some tapping at the base of this rock and see if we can discover anything.
It doesn't sound hollow.
Nah. It's as solid as the rock of Gibraltar. Let's try the flat one underneath it.
Jim.
Uh-huh.
Strike that spot again.
Listen, Bradley. That rock's hollow underneath.
There's space under it, all right. Let me try over here on the other side.
Jim, it's hollow there, too. There must be a cave or something underneath.
Well, then we found the treasure. Bob, aren't you excited?
We haven't found anything yet, Connie. Remember, 700 years are a long time. If this is the place, someone may have been here before us.
You're right, Bob. But we'll soon find out.
Yeah, and I'd say it's about time you did something besides talk.
All right, Lil. Just what do you suggest we do?
First, see if you two men can move the base of the broken shaft off that flat rock so we can see what's under it.
Good idea. All right, come on, Bob. Put your shoulder against it. That's it. Now push. Come on. Come on, Bob. Come on.
No use, Bradley. It won't move.
Oh, if we had a little black powder or dynamite, we could move it without much trouble.
Well, if we set off a charge of dynamite under that rock and it really is the hiding place of the jewels, why, we'd blow up our own treasure.
Well, you can't expect me to think of everything.
Well, I've got a better plan, and I think it'll work. Bob.
Yep?
Go get Lieutenant Watson in the tank.
What are you going to do, Jim?
We'll put a chain around the top of the rock, hook it onto the tank, and tip the base of the old shaft over.
You got it, Bradley. That'll work. I'll get Watson. He's got a chain on the tank.
Oh, I hope it works.
Well, all we can do is try it. Come on, Lil. I want you to help me.
Sure.
I'll tap on the rock. and you try to make out which direction the hollow space runs underneath it.
All right, Jim, go ahead. If it is a cave, it starts under the rock, all right, Jim.
There's no doubt about it, Lil. And it runs straight west.
Yeah. Here comes the tank.
Watson, pull over here and stop.
Don't you all.
I told the lieutenant what you were planning, Jim.
Good. No objections, have you, Lieutenant?
Oh, none at all, boy.
All right, then let's get started. Bob, bring the chain.
Right, I'll get it.
Oh, let me help you, Jim.
Well, there isn't much to do, Lil. The chain has a hook on one end. We can put it around the rock and hook it through a link. Wait a minute. I'll climb up.
Well, you be careful, Jim.
Oh, I'm all right. Hey. McGuire, now hand me the chain.
Can I help you?
No. I got it. Now make the other end fast to the tank.
Okay, Jim.
They've got the chain attached now.
All right, just a minute now. I want to be sure I got it fast up here. Are you ready, Lieutenant?
Whenever you are.
All right, now. Wait till I get down, then.
You ready, Bradley?
All set. Get back, everyone. The top of that rock might break off and splinter. Little, come on over here.
I'm coming.
All right, Lieutenant. Start the tank and pull straight ahead.
Righto. Watch it.
Keep going.
There it goes, Jim. It's tipping over. Jim, look. The flat flap underneath the shaft has tipped out.
Right.
It's the entrance to a cave, Bradley.
Oh, we found it.
Wait a minute now. Keep back, everyone. Come on, Bob. Let's have a look at the edges. We don't want to be caught in a rock slide.
Right.
Oh, it's a cave, all right, Jim.
Uh-huh.
The flat rock hit the entrance. Now, if no one has been here before us...
Well, we'll soon know. All the walls around the cave look safe enough, too. Lieutenant, have you got a flashlight?
Right here, Bradley. Here you are.
Oh, good, thanks. Now, the rest of you stay behind me. Come on, Will.
Here, Bob. Help me.
All right, Kenny.
Now, wait a minute. Easy. Take it easy. Don't slide now.
Kenny.
Careful.
Say, it's dark down in here.
Yeah, but the cave's not very deep.
Bradley.
Huh?
Draw the light around the wall.
Right. Keep your eyes open, everybody, now.
Bob, look over there. A chest.
Right. Connie, you're right. Come on.
Jim, we found them. The jewels of the Genghis Khan.
While this scene is going on, 6 modern high-speed tanks are lined up before the gates of the old emissary. Colonel Hammond paces back and forth in front of them, and then turns to address a private.
Hey, Private Harrington.
Yes, sir?
Are you sure your receiver's working? Lieutenant Watson should have wireless before now.
Nothing has come through yet, sir. The receiver is tuned in.
I want to start back to Jamrud before night. Ivor and his band are smashed. I want to get the prisoners back to the fort.
Yes, sir.
Well, don't stand there. Try and raise Watson.
Yes, sir.
I don't see why I didn't tell him to report by wireless every hour. These hills are still overrun with bandits. Can you raise him?
Yes, sir. The receiver is tuned in, sir. We'll hear him if he comes on.
What time is it?
4:30, sir.
4:30. That means we'll have to travel at night or stay here at the Lamissary until morning.
Tank ZX-9 calling Colonel Hammond.
All right, sir.
Tank ZX-9 calling Colonel Hammond.
Answer him immediately.
Yes, sir.
Motor tank ZX-9 calling Colonel Hammond. Come in if you're there.
Hello, ZX-9. Go ahead.
Is Colonel Hammond there?
He's waiting. I'll put him on immediately. Here you are, Colonel.
Hello, Lieutenant Watson. Do you hear me?
Yes, Colonel.
I am ready to leave the Lamissary. What have you to report?
I wish to report that we've been successful, sir. I'm ready to proceed to Fort Jamrud immediately.
You mean that you're leaving the Maguires behind to search for the treasure?
No, sir. The entire party is going to Jamrud with me. We have found the jewels of the Genghis Khan. and are taking them to Jamrud with us.
Their adventures in Afghanistan are over. Bob and Connie McGuire have the jewels of the Genghis Khan. The Maharaja of Ybor and his cohort, the Silent One, have been sent to prison. Several days later, we find Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil on a train bound for Calcutta.
Well, Lil, we'll soon be in Calcutta.
So what?
Hey, what's the matter with you? Well, you haven't said a dozen words in the last 2 hours.
I haven't noticed you making any speeches.
Well, I've been thinking, Lil. Thinking that I'm glad it's all over.
What do you mean?
Life's been pretty crowded the last 2 years. First China, then India, and Afghanistan. I'm ready to enjoy a little peace, to settle down.
Jim, what do you mean?
Why, I'd like to have a place of my own, Lil. A place where I could enjoy a little rest. Sleep in a bed and eat at a real table again. I've had enough excitement for a while.
Jim, you really mean you want a home?
Oh, I don't know, Lil. I guess that's what you'd call it. Well, don't you feel the same way?
Jim, I... Oh, Jim.
Say, Lil, what's the matter with you? You look more excited than we found the jewels of the Genghis Khan.
You don't know the half of it. I thought you'd... Well, that you'd always be wanting to be in the thick of some trouble. Jim, are you sure?
Sure of what?
Sure that you want to settle down. That you want a home.
Oh, I don't know, Lil. We'll see when we get back to Calcutta. If nothing turns up...
You mean that if there's nothing for you to do, you'd be willing to think about a home.
Yes, I guess that's it, Lil.
Then I'll take care of that.
What do you mean?
I'll see that no one gets near enough for you to offer a commission. You can leave that to me.
You think that if I had a chance for another adventure, I'd take it?
I know you would. Why, it's in your blood. But don't worry. I'll see that no one gives you the chance. Just leave it to me. If anyone says adventure, I'll kill him.
Hey, I beg your pardon, sir. Are you Jungle Jim Bradley?
Why, yes.
Who are you?
I'm a confidential agent from the headquarters of Colonel Scott. I've been instructed to give you these sealed orders.
Right. Let me have them.
Well, don't you open them, Jim.
It's very important, sir. Very urgent.
Remember what you said about a home? Here, give them to me.
Nonsense, Lil. We'll soon find out what this is all about. Well, I'll be darned.
What is it?
Listen to this, Lil. Jungle Jim Bradley. As soon as you arrive Calcutta, report to my headquarters.
Oh.
The most dangerous assignment of your career awaits you.
What?
You are to solve the mystery of the ghost of the Java Seas.
Jungle Jim Bradley has been sent to solve the mystery of the ghost of the Java Seas. What does it mean? Tune in next week for the start of Jungle Jim's greatest adventure. Find out about the ghost of the Java Seas. The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. The big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.